Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Earlier this week, the Transport Ministry announced that the Cross Island MRT line will run directly under the Central Catchment Nature Reserve, Singapore's largest nature reserve, instead of skirting around it. But when it's completed by 2031, the 50-kilometre CRL will run from Changi all the way to Jurong and will serve estates such as Pasir Ris, Ang Mo Kio and Clementi. It's expected to have the initial ridership of about 600,000 per day. Well, the direct alignment will result in a total travel time becoming six times shorter than the skirting option. Well, fares will also be about 15% lower per trip on average, and construction costs is expected to be $2 billion lower as well. Well, I'm joined by a transport and housing editor of the Straits Times, Karamjit Kaur. Good to have you back with us here on the show, Karamjit. Now, the debate prior to the decision being made was whether to construct the Cross Island line under or around the nature reserve. Now, since the line was announced, the line was announced in 2013, the authorities have been engaging with the nature community on how the environmental impact of the rail project can be reduced. And most groups wanted the skirting option. So how have they reacted to the news so far, Karamjit?
You know, as you mentioned, this line was first announced in 2013, and the announcement was made just a couple of days ago. So it's 6 years. The Land Transport Authority, the Ministry of Transport, have said that they've been engaging with the nature, you know, groups, the Singapore Nature Society, for the last 6 years, and they've had like something like 40 engagement sessions during this time. And so the concerns, you know, of the nature groups, it's quite clear, right? This is a central, you know, catchment area, a lot of endangered, you know, plants, animals and all that, including the Raffles langur monkey as well. So the last 6 years, I think the LTA, the government has spent a lot of time trying to, you know, reassure nature groups that, you know, that mitigating measures will be taken in the event that the decision is made to actually, you know, tunnel below the actual reserve. And so since the announcement was made, we've been talking to these groups, and they actually presented a paper of sorts with their views. And generally, you know, consensus is that they acknowledge the fact that, you know, their views have been taken into consideration, and that, you know, they are quite satisfied with the mitigating measures that will be taken during this time, and that includes not having work sites, you know, within the catchment area itself. You know, are there concerns over? No. You know, they do still say that, you know, when the construction actually starts, there are many unknowns, you know. So, for example, vibration, noise, you know, during the construction process. Let's step back a bit, right? So this line, most of our MRT lines, the deepest tunnels, like about 40, 43, you know, meters down. This,
so look at the tunnel, 70 meters below, I heard.
Exactly. Which is like the deepest as far as, you know, Singapore's system is concerned. Although it's not that deep, if you look at systems elsewhere, maybe we can talk a bit about that later. But this one, the decision was made to go 70 meters down. And that is, in fact, one of the mitigating measures, you know, that they decided to adopt. And the whole reason is to minimize whatever impact there may be on, you know, the plants and animals and all that. But still, you know, this whole thing about the unknown unknowns. So that's something that the nature groups want to watch closely. And in fact, on the day the announcement was made, Senior Minister of State for Transport, Dr. Lam Pin Min, he, you know, said that this engagement with the nature groups, he assured them that, you know, this is really just the beginning. And, you know, he is committed, MOT, LTA say that they are committed to continue engaging the nature groups. And that's something that the nature groups are hoping will happen. You know, they want to be deeply involved, you know.
Deeply.
To ensure, no pun intended there. But, you know, just to make sure that, you know, they are able to try and deal with whatever may come up during the construction itself.
Well, Karamjit mentioned that some tunnels are elsewhere, not in Singapore, but have actually gone deeper than 70 metres.
Yes, exactly. So there was actually a report in ST Today looking at some of the other projects. In South Korea, for example, you know, the train system, the deepest is like 74 meters, which is about the same as what we have. In China, there are tunnels that go down 100 meters. And in fact, the deepest is in Switzerland. It's like, and that's like 2.45 kilometers.
Whoa.
You know, and exactly. So, you know, we spoke to engineering experts, you know, tunneling experts, and the consensus is that, you know, yes, it is challenging. Obviously, it is, you know, riskier, because you're digging so far.
Digging lower, yeah.
Exactly. But then with the right equipment, you know, with the right program, you can manage this very safely, you know.
Okay, some questions from men in the streets, Karamjit, that maybe you can just bounce off your thoughts here. Sure. I mean, building the tunnels so deep, how do the authorities plan to deal with issues like power supply? I mean, for instance, if there's a power outage, then what do we do?
Right. Yeah, so we, you know, obviously asked LTA about that as well. And so their starting point is that it is very, very unlikely that something like this would happen because, you know, they've got predictive maintenance and they've got systems in place to ensure that they tackle faults even before it occurs, right? But again, unknown, right? So, I mean, you can never 100% rule out anything. So in the event that it does happen, what then? So, you know, they've talked about it depends on what exactly is the situation. So, for example, if you have like a power fault in one direction, then, you know, the whole plan is, so there are contingency plans which include, you know, getting trains to come in from the other direction. And so apparently, you know, along the tracks, there will be platform doors that will allow people to cross over.
Okay.
You know, so that takes care of the problem if it is just in one direction, right? Of course, the next question is, what happens if the entire system...
Multiple directions.
So then, you know, they talk about how they have motorized trolleys, for example, that, that will come in and, you know, diesel-powered vehicles to, you know, kind of like rescue people who, you know...
Trapped
when something like this happens.
So if really we assume that there's minimal damage to the central catchment and then things are all working smoothly, do you think this will set a precedent for the future work on protected areas?
Yeah, so that actually is something that the nature groups, you know, are quite, I would say, concerned about, because, you know, does this then set like a precedent for, you know, other such projects? And so they are watching that very closely. And I guess the next big project really is the Hotanga town. I mean, that is being touted as the forest town, you know, for obvious reasons. I mean, it's a huge of, you know, land there. We're talking about something like 700 hectares, if I remember correctly. And so the nature groups have already started discussions with HDB and with other, you know, relevant authorities. And they are, you know, actually asking for about 220 hectares of land to be kind of like reserved on both sides. So together, 220 hectares. To kind of be like a reserve for, you know, wildlife in that area. So those talks are still ongoing, but yes, there is concern that, you know, if this can be done,
it'd be a precedent.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's something that they are, you know, watching, and you would expect that they will have many things to say throughout the whole consultation process and, you know, even lead, you know, just leading up to the construction itself.
Right. Okay, and obviously, how about residents in the vicinity of the nature reserve? I mean, of course, the skirting option would have had a bigger impact on them, since underground tunnels would have gone through their homes, businesses and buildings. But now the line will be directly under the central catchment. So what are the positive and negative effects for nearby residents and the subsequent consequences to property prices?
Yeah, so I think for the residents, I mean, they are clearly very happy, you know, because I think, you know, to be fair to them, they waited long years because initially when this project was first announced, you know, the Land Transport Authority had said that, you know, in the event that they decide for the skirting alignment, that may require some, you know, acquisition of homes. And of course, the you know, usual concerns that when you start construction, some of your structures and, you know, some of your foundations may be affected. And so, you know, we spoke to them, some of them in the Upper Thompson estate, for example, and they were very relieved that the decision had been made to just tunnel under. Yes, exactly. So I don't think there are any cons for them per se, because even if the line, you know, skirts around the catchment area, there were never any plans to build MRT stations along
over there.
So it's not as if they would have benefited because there's like a, you know, MRT station just near where they live.
Any impact on the property prices, you think?
Well, I would imagine that there wouldn't be much of an impact. Well, I guess, you know, had the decision been made to skirt, then, you know, the noise and all that, I guess, would make that whole estate unattractive to potential buyers. But yeah, now that it's, you know, that it has been decided that that is not the option, I guess they are just reassured, and, you know, knowing that their properties are not going to be affected, you know, and
by the lines.
Plus also the skirting option, that's like 9 kilometers mm-hmm. as opposed to 4 kilometers.
Mm.
Now that the option has been, you know, that it is going to be under directly under the catchment.
Okay, area. That's a transport and housing editor of the Straits Times, Karamjit Kaur. Thank you very much for joining us here at the show today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.